The Vietnam War has been treated in a variety of ways on primetime TV, and television critic David Bianculli says most of the programs have been too sanitized to be effective. But this week, HBO is starting the second season of a Vietnam series that David says has emotional weight.
When Oliver Stone's Platoon was a surprise hit at the movies, you knew TV was going to get around to the Vietnam War sooner or later, and probably sooner. It did. CBS's Tour of Duty premiered last season and did well enough to return next year. The best thing Tour of Duty did was kill off a regular cast member every once in a while, but otherwise, fighting the conventions of primetime TV was almost as impossible as fighting the Viet Cong. Sure, network TV could provide a wartime experience, as long as the language was clean, the drugs were hidden, and Terrence Knox, the star of the show, survived to fight next week. Earlier this year, ABC's China Beach told Vietnam War stories from the perspective of workers at a base hospital. That sidestepped the imminent death problem and seemed a little bit more realistic as a result. But if you're looking for the best TV treatment of Vietnam, the place to go is HBO, where the restrictions are looser and the stories are tighter. While CBS was presenting Tour of Duty, HBO was showing two different programs about Vietnam. One was Dear America, Letters Home from Vietnam, the best documentary of that season. The other was Vietnam War Story, an anthology series of three dramas based on actual characters and events. This Wednesday, Vietnam War Story returns for a second season, with enough new episodes to carry through the summer. The first episode has a veteran soldier showing the ropes to a recent transfer. In this scene, the more experienced soldier yells at the other one for looking at family photographs. The language is strong, but that's part of what makes the scene so strong.
The first thing I told you was about not getting too attached to this place. Well, now you see, you're not thinking about here, about what's really going down here. Those pictures you got, if you want to see those kids again, you burn those pictures. You throw them away. If you want to make it back home, you don't think about home. You think about here, and you don't mix them up. Now, you quit this bullshit, taking up for the villagers and playing with little girls. You're going to get them killed, and you're going to get us killed.
Because Vietnam War Story is an anthology show, with a new cast and story each week, there's no false sense of security. Any character, even the obvious star, can die at any time. That's one of the series' great strengths and what sets it apart from the network versions. Another impressive thing about Vietnam War Story is that it recognizes there's a lot more to war than actual combat. This week's episode is about the soldiers' relationship to the Vietnamese villagers and army. Next week's episode, set in Honolulu, takes a tense day-by-day look at a young soldier's 7-day furlough with his wife. After days of watching him retreat from her, she finally confronts him when his dress uniform is returned from the cleaners.
There. That's a Purple Heart. I'm not a complete idiot, Russell. My father got one in Korea. You get it for being wounded. And that one has a V on it. It means you did something that almost got you killed.
I was just doing my job, Dee.
Your job? That's a lie. Those few letters that you sent me saying how safe you were, how you did nothing but count jeeps. You don't get one of those counting jeeps, Russell.
The actors aren't recognizable, but that's an asset too. It makes the characters and stories more instantly believable. Even if you feel overdosed on Vietnam dramas, try Vietnam War Story. It may be the antidote.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.